Vaishna Vadaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutaya Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacari Shatarine Vanchakapatruvyascha kripasindhuvyevacha patitanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo nama. E Krishna karuna sindhu dinabandhu jagatpate govesha govika kanta radha kanta namaste. Tapta ganchana gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamani Hariri Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Thank you all very much for coming today for this discussion, which you have no idea what is about.
Puno hvala svima što ste danas došli na ovaj seminar, diskusiju o kojoj nemate pojma o čemu se radi.
Nothing like a good surprise now and then in life.
Ništa kao neko iznenađenje.
Okay, here's what I thought we try to do. Basically, my motivation, Shanti, Shanti,
Shanti.
There's too much ecstasy.
Hold
back your ecstasy, please.
Molim vas, zadržite ekstazu tamo u pozadini.
Okay, I want to talk about the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Želim da govorim o Srimad Bhagavatam.
Oh, here we go again. We had Srimad Bhagavatam class already. Thank you very much.
Već smo jutros imali Srimad Bhagavatam class. Hvala vam puno.
Suddenly everybody gets up and goes.
Iznena da svako ustaje i odlazi.
I want to focus on a particular theme.
Želim da se fokusiram na specifičnu temu.
And the theme is reception.
I tema je prijem. Recepcija.
Reception. Recepcija. Or what was the word?
Prijem.
Prijem. Okay.
Ili primanje.
Okay. First some explanation of why I want to talk about reception.
Prvo želim da objasnim zašto želim da govorim o prijemu.
Myself and known not to all of you, but to many of you, I guess, is one very nice devotee, Radhika Raman Prabhu. He's now teaching in America. And he and I are working together on a book, publishing a book.
Ja jedan jako fini bakta, možda ga ne znamo svi, ali mnogi mi je poznat, Radhika Raman Prabhu. Mi zajedno radimo u Americi na izdavanju jedne knjige.
This will be a so-called academic book.
Ovo će biti takozvana akademska knjiga.
And it'll be a collection of articles by different scholars who have been studying the Bhagavatam.
Biće kolekcija članaka različitih učenjaka koji su studirali Bhagavatam.
Several of them are card-carrying devotees.
Neki od njih su takođe bhakte.
Card carrying devotees. No. Okay. Anyway, some of them are devotees. Others are, all the others, in any case, are sympathizers with the tradition, if not practitioners.
Ostali su simpatizeri sa tradicijom, ako ne i oni koji praktikuju.
And we have invited several scholars to write each an article focusing on a different theme or aspect of the Bhagavatam. Then we'll put all this together. Radhika Raman and I will write an introduction.
Pozvali smo znači nekoliko učenjaka da napišu članke na različite teme. Mi ćemo sve to staviti zajedno. Radhika Raman i ja ćemo napisati uvod.
And each of us, Radhika Raman and also I, will also contribute one article, one essay to the book.
Također Radhika Raman i ja ćemo napisati po jedan esej za knjigu.
So, in his case, Radhika Raman, he's been studying Jiva Goswami's commentaries on the Bhagavatam, so he's going to write something about that.
Radhika Raman studira Jiva Goswami komentare na Bhagavatam i on će da napiše nešto o tome.
And my topic will be something on ritual in the Bhagavatam.
A moja tema će biti nešto o ritualu u Bhagavatam.
Well, ritual is a very big topic and the Bhagavatam is a very big book.
Ritual je vrlo velika tema i Bhagavatam je vrlo velika knjiga.
So how to say something worth reading in a short article of, you know, maximum, I think we have maximum 6,000 words, short.
Kako reći nešto vredno čitanja, tako kratkom članku, maksimum 6,000 reči.
So, I've been meditating on this for many months, and it came to my mind as I was looking through different parts of the Bhagavatam.
Meditirao sam na ovom mnogo mjeseci i palo mi na pamet da sam gledao različite delove Bhagavatama.
That if you look at the stories, the narrations, the events, then there's one thing that comes again and again.
Ako pogledate priče, događaje iz Bhagavatama, ima jedna stvar koja se ponavlja iznova i iznova.
A theme which is, you can say, part of, related to, or you could say also the very first step in ritual, in devotional ritual.
To je tema koja je prvi korak u devocijskom ritualu.
What do I mean by ritual?
Šta mislim? Šta podrazumevam pod ritualom?
The scholars, they have all kinds of definitions.
Učenici imaju različite vrste definicija.
We all maybe have some sense of what it is. Some maybe something to do with formal action.
Svi imamo neki smisao o čemu se to radi, nešto što ima veze sa nekom formalnom akcijom.
And maybe also having something to do with repetition.
Nešto što se radi o ponavljanju.
It may also have something to do with what has been prescribed by someone other than the person who is doing the ritual.
Takođe, radi se o tome, o nečemu što je prepisano od osobe koja radi ritual. Od neke druge osobe.
Neke druge osobe. That's important. Another interesting way to think about ritual is it's the formalization of what is otherwise ordinary life.
Drugi interesantan način da se razmišlja o ritualu je formalizacija onoga što je inače običan život.
What do we do in our ordinary lives? Well, there's various activities, all kinds of activities.
Šta mi radimo u našem običnom životu? Postoje različite vrste, sve vrste aktivnosti.
On the most basic animal level, there's eating, sleeping, mating, defending.
Na najosnovnijem životinskom nivou postoje jedenje, spavanje, branjenje, razmnožavanje.
But, of course, we are human beings, so we do activities which are much more, well, let's say sophisticated.
Ali naravno, mi smo ljudska bića, zbog toga delujemo na načine koji su mnogo sofisticiraniji od ovih.
And we do things in relation to other people, so there's social activities.
Mi radimo stvari u odnosu na druge ljude, tako da postoje društvene aktivnosti.
And much of that can be activities related to eating, sleeping, mating, defending.
I mnogo toga može biti, može se odnositi na jedno spavanje, branjenje, razmnožavanje.
If we think about our deity worship,
ako razmislimo o našem obožavanju božanstva,
we can think of it as ritual,
možemo razmisliti o tome kao ritualu,
which is prescribed by someone other than ourselves,
koji je pripisan nekome drugome,
and is also having to do with really ordinary activities but formalized,
i koji je također povezan sa običnim aktivnošću ali formalizovanom.
Why do I say ordinary? Because if you think about what we do in deity worship, they are also related to the ordinary things that we do.
Zašto kažem običnim aktivnostima? Zato stvari koje radimo u obožavanju božanstava su takođe stvari, obične stvari koje mi radimo u normalnom životu.
So what do the pujaris do in the early morning after they've awakened themselves and bathed and so on? Then they wake up the deity.
Ono što pujari rade rano ujutru, nakon što se oni probude, nakon što probude sami sebe, oni takođe probude božanstvo.
And basically they attend to the deity Krishna or Gorni Thai, whoever it may be, as if, in a sense, they are ordinary persons requiring attention for eating and sleeping. Not so much do we attend them in terms of mating and defending, but we offer them services which have to do with hospitality.
I naravno oni ujutro puđari služe božanstva u smislu jedenja i spavanja, ne toliko što se tiče branja i razmnožavanja, i takođe nude im službu u smislu gostoljubivosti.
And part of that procedure is identified as procedures of reception.
I deo te procedure je identifikovan kao procedura prijema.
And if one looks through the basic 16 items in 16 item worship,
i ako gledamo kroz osnovnih 16 stavki obožavanja,
then the first one is that one invites Krishna to have a seat.
Prva stavka je kada pujari poziva Krishnu da sedne.
And that's a very kind of routine, ordinary thing to do.
I to je veoma rutinska, obična aktivnost.
Somebody comes, a guest, it's appropriate, it's maybe expected also to offer the guest a seat.
Znači, očekivano je kada gost dođe da mu ponudite sedište.
But this can be done in ways which are not particularly ritualistic. They can be very informal. We can just gesture, please have a seat.
Ali ovo može biti urađeno na način koji nije posebno ritualističan. Znači, možemo samo pokazati rukom, molim vas, sedite.
So, and then there are other, there's in the formal worship, there's asana, offering of the seat, and then there's svagatam, welcoming the person.
So formalnom obožavanju, pored asane, znači nuđenja sedišta, postoji svagatam, dobrodošlica.
And then basically there's an offering of various what we might call comforts.
I onda posle toga postoji nuđenje onoga što bi nazvali udobnostima.
And the comforts and, well, the welcoming and the reception and the comforts and all these things, they're, of course, meant to please the deity that we're worshipping.
Dobrodošlica, prijem i udobnosti su svi namenjeni da zadovolje božanstvo koje obožavamo.
Now, one might say that all of this is a kind of formal way of something deeper, something more profound. When we're speaking in terms of worshiping the deity, worshiping Krishna,
možemo reći da je ovo formalan način nečega što je mnogo dublje i mnogo suštinskije kada obožavamo Krishnu.
And that is welcoming the Lord into our hearts.
A to je kada pozivamo i kažemo dobrodošli, iskazujemo dobrodošlicu Gospodu u našem srcu.
Well, I don't want to go through the whole details of deity worship. This is not a deity worship seminar.
Ne želim da idem kroz sve detalje obožavanja božanstva, pošto ovo nije seminar obožavanja božanstva.
But my only point is that if we think in terms of ritual, then one way to think of it is in terms of deity worship, and the beginning of that is what can be called reception.
Moja poenta je da ako govorimo o obožavanju božanstava,
if we speak in terms of ritual, and one way is in terms of deity worship, and one of the activities,
ako govorimo,
activity is reception.
Da, ako govorimo o obožavanju božanstava, jedna od aktivnosti oko obožavanja božanstava je prijem.
Maybe I should say, I should also back up a little bit to speak more generally. Srila Prabhupada encouraged devotees to study the Bhagavatam.
Možda bi trebao da pričam malo više generalno. Srila Prabhupada je hrabrio bhakte da studiraju Bhagavatam.
So, in one sense, this is another purpose behind my discussion, is to give some ideas how to study the Bhagavatam.
Tako da postoji jedan isto drugi motiv za moje diskusije, da dam ideju kako da se studira Bhagavatam.
Prabhupada said we should discuss the Bhagavatam from all angles of vision.
Prabhupada je rekao da treba da diskutujemo Bhagavatam iz svih uglova viđenja.
What's an angle of vision?
Angle of vision je ugao viđenja. Ugao viđenja.
Ugao viđenja. Ugao viđenja. Okay. So, this is, you can say, in the spirit of that, we're trying to take, you might say, one angle of vision and kind of keep focus, keep on that one angle for a while and see where it takes us.
Znači, želimo da uzmemo jedan ugao viđenja i da se zadržimo na njemu i da vidimo dok ne ćemo se dovesti.
Maybe it won't take us anywhere. We'll see.
Možda nas neće odvesti nikuda. Hajde da vidimo.
But in general, we can say one way to study the Bhagavatam is by selecting a particular theme and keeping focus on that theme.
Ali jedan način da se studira Bhagavatam je izabrati određenu temu i onda se fokusirati na nju.
And of course, the Bhagavatam being so comprehensive, so transcendental, there's no lack of themes. I mean, there are so many topics one can focus on.
Naravno, kako je Bhagavatam tako obiman i transcendentalan, postoji toliko puno tema na koje se možemo fokusirati.
I want to focus on this theme of reception also because I noticed in reading the Bhagavatam that there are many incidents where reception is a problem.
Želim da se fokusiram na ovu temu prijema, zato što sam studirao Bhagavatam, primetio sam da je prijem problem.
Problem. And in a way I'm searching for patterns. I want to see where there's sort of repetition of themes and where are the focal points? Where is the sensitive? Where's the highs? Where's the essence? What's the essential teaching in this, on this topic of reception?
Tražim model da vidim koja je suština, esencija učenja Bhagavatam.
So, these are open questions which I may not be answering in any satisfying way, because as I was saying, this is a work in progress, and you are helping me to think about these things, and maybe I'm helping you to think about these things as well. I hope so.
Ovo su otvorena pitanja koja možda neću odgovoriti na zadovoljavajući način, zato što je ovo rad u progresu i vi pomažete meni i ja se nadam se da pomažem vama.
Yeah. Okay. So, where to start? Well, let's start with Canto 1.
Da počnemo? Hajde, počnemo sa prvim poglavljem.
And we'll see how far we get in Canto 1.
Vidjet ćemo dok ćemo odmeći.
Actually, I want to... Sometimes I'll be kind of spinning around in circles. So don't expect me to be too systematic. We might be jumping around sometimes.
Ponekad se vrtimo u krug, nemojte očekivati od mene da budem suviše sistematičan. Neki put ćemo skakati sa jednog mjesta na drugo.
So we'll see what happens. But I want to start with the very well-known story to all of you of Parikshit Maharaj and his encounter with the sage Samika Rishi.
Vidjet ćemo kako će ići, ali želio bih da počnem sa temom koja je vrlo poznata, sa pričom Maharaj Parikshitu, njegovom susretu sa svecem Samikom Rishijem.
Now this, the story, sometimes I'll be using the word story, sometimes narrative, I might be using these back and forth.
Ponekad koristim reč priča, a nekada koristim reč narrativa. Naracija. Tako da ću možda koristit ću jedno i drugo.
Another word is episode.
Druga reč je epizoda.
Epizoda, okay. So, when I say story, I'm leaving the term neutral. In other words, I'm not claiming that this is fiction. Sometimes in English you use the story to mean, oh, this is only fiction. No, we're leaving it simply, it's a story, which means someone is telling something happened and then something else happened and then something else happens.
Kad kažem priča, ostavim to otvoreno, ne kažem da je to fikcija, da je to nešto izmišljeno. Nego samo kažem, nešto se desilo, onda se nešto drugo desilo i onda se nešto drugo desilo.
Now there's a sort of technical term that's used by scholars of literature like this. And that is frame story.
Postoji tehnički izraz koji se koristi od strane stručnjaka književnosti koji se zove uokvirena priča.
I'm sure you've noticed, all of us who've been reading the Bhagavatam, some of us so many years, that there's different layers of conversations.
Sigurno ste da ste primetili, što studirate Bhagavatam tolike godine, da postoje različiti slojevi razgovora.
And if you look at the very first verses of the Bhagavatam, it doesn't say who is speaking those verses.
Ako pogledate u prve stihove Bhagavatama, ne kaže se ko govori ove stihove.
It just starts out, Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, janmat yasya yatom vayadi paratas charte shvavigyat svarat. Who's speaking? It never says.
Samo počne sa Om namo Bhagavate i ko govori, ne kaže se.
It doesn't say Vyasa Uvacha.
Ne kaže se Vyasa Uvacha.
So who is speaking? Well, the tradition will say it is Vyasa.
Ko govori, tradicija će reći, to je Vyasa.
But the text itself does not say that.
Ali tekst sam ne kaže to.
So what we have in the very beginning of the Bhagavatam is a kind of what some scholars called a disembodied narrator.
Tako da ono što imamo u samom početku Bhagavatama je neotelovljeni narator. проповедач.
But then soon we start hearing from Sutta Goswami and Shonaka discussion, and then this leads soon after that to a discussion, eventually to a discussion between Parikshit and Sukha.
Vrlo brzo počnemo da slušamo razgovor između Sute Goswamija i Shonaka Rishija, i posle toga takođe brzo između Maharaj Parikshita i Shukadeva Goswamija.
Sutta, by the way, we is usually referred to as Sutta. What's his name? His name is not Sutta. His name is Ugra Shravas.
Sutino ime, kako ga znamo, nije Sutta zapravo, nego Ugra Shrava.
Ugra Shravas.
Ugra Shravas.
He is the, what was he, the son of Rama Harshan? Yeah, and therefore he is known as Rama Harshan Sutta.
On je sin Ramaharshana i zato je poznat kao Ramaharshana Sutta.
Yeah. But I'm getting off the point. The point was that these different layers of conversations can be thought of as frames, just like frame of a picture.
Ove različni slojevi konverzacije se mogu posmatrati kao okviri, poput okvira na slici.
So you have a picture and you have a picture frame which encloses the picture.
Znači imate sliku, imate ramnu sliku ili okvir koji zatvara tu sliku.
So similarly, the frame stories of a literature like this, they enclose and they also tell a story about how the picture was painted, so to say.
Na sličan način uokvirene priče, one uokviruju tu tematiku i govore na koji način je ta slika naslikana ili priča ispričana.
And the first canto of the Bhagavatam is entirely made up of frame stories.
I prvo pevanje Bhagavatama je u potpunosti napravljeno od okvirenih priča.
It leads us to the beginning of the real narrative, which is Shukadev speaking to Parikshit, which begins in the beginning of the second canto.
To nas vodi do početka prave naracije, koja je razgovor između Shukadeva Goswami i Parikshita, koja počinje na početku drugog pevanja.
And the whole first canto is a kind of preparation. It's the story, the frame story, of how Parikshit meets Shukadev.
I cijelo prvo pevanje je uokvirena priča kako Parikshit sreće Shukadeva.
And about who these personalities are, what their special qualifications are.
I o tome ko ove osobe jesu i koje su njihove specijalne kvalifikacije.
And why it is that their conversation is interesting. Why should we bother to listen to them?
I o tome zašto je njihov razgovor, njihova konverzacija interesantna, zašto treba da slušamo o njima.
And then the rest of the Bhagavatam will be essentially Shuka and Parikshit speaking, but it will be also shifting levels back and forth, sometimes stepping to the level of Sutta and Shonaka, sometimes going to other levels.
Ostatak Bhagavatama generalno bit će razgovor između Parikshita i Shukadeva, ali isto bit će napred i nazad, znači switching razgovor između Sute i Shaunake i ponovo na Parikshita i Shukadeva.
Sometimes that gets a little bit complicated.
Neka postoje malo komplicirano.
But I won't go into that so much. That's another topic.
Ali neću se puno baviti time, to je druga tema.
For now, I just want to I think it's nice if we think a little about the story of Parikshit and his renunciation.
Sada mislim da je fino ako razmislimo malo priči o Parikshitu i njegovoj odvojenosti.
Actually, what I have here is a little chart for myself. I'm just making some notes to myself. And I have on one side a list of episodes that I'm sort of collecting from the Bhagavatam.
Ono što imam ovdje je jedna mapa ili karta. Na jednoj strani imam listu epizoda u Bhagavatamu.
And then next to that I have a column which I have titled Problem.
I pored toga imam kolonu koja ima zaglavlje problemi. Problem.
There's an episode and in the episode there's some problem.
Znači postoji epizoda i u toj epizodi postoji problem.
And my next category or column is called solution.
Moja sljedeća kategorija ili kolona je se zove rešenje.
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 And my next category after that is further comments.
Sljedeća kolona posle toga je dalji komentari.
Which is only my own thoughts, but maybe who knows, some of us will have some further thoughts I can add to this.
Ta kolona su samo moje misli, ali ko zna, možda neko od nas će imati neke buduće misli.
Okay, so I want to sort of in advance apologize because as I said I'm trying to work on something. I'm trying to get some clarifying of ideas which are not even half baked yet, and I'm trying to do this with your help.
Želim da se izvinim unapred, pošto je ovo rad u progresu. Tek mi se razbistravljaju neke ideje i trebam isto vašu pomoć.
So this may not be a very dramatic presentation. It may not, you may also not feel that it's you know, sort of it's not speaking to you personally. I'm being a little bit analytical. So if that's not for your taste, that's okay. Don't feel that you have to carry on with it.
Ovo možda neće biti toliko dramatična prezentacija koja će vas toliko lično pogoditi, ali to je ok, ako je tako.
That's how it is. Okay. So, Maharaj Parikshit. What is Maharaj Parikshit doing? He's out in the forest. He's gone hunting.
Ok, počinjemo sa Maharaj Parikshitom. Šta on radi? On je napolju u šumi, ide da lovi.
Now, typically in Indian literature, when a king goes hunting, you can expect trouble.
Tipično, u indijskoj književnosti, kada kralj izađe napolje da lovi, on se nađe u nevolji.
Perhaps the most famous story of a king going hunting is the drama of Shakuntala.
Možda najpoznatija priča o kralju koji ide da lovi je drama Shakuntala.
What is the complete title? Shakuntala and the ring? Mataji, you know, perhaps? Something Shakuntala and the forgotten ring.
Kako je potpuni naslov?
Anyway, doesn't matter. The poet who wrote this Sanskrit drama is Kalidas.
Pesnik koji je napisao u sanskritsku dramu je Kalidas.
Well, what's the trouble? In his case, he's gone hunting and he comes to this ashrama where he meets this beautiful girl.
Šta je problem u njegovom slučaju? On je izašao da lovi i dolazi do ashrama u kome sreće tu prelepu devojku.
And he falls in love.
I on se zaljubio.
And that's where the trouble starts.
I to je gde nevolja počinje.
Another kind of general point one can make about forests in Indian literature, they can be, in general, forests can be places of trouble.
Druga poenta koju može napraviti da je šuma generalno mesto nevolje.
The forest is a place of danger.
Mesto opasnosti.
But it's also a place of romance.
Ali isto mesto romanse.
If we think about the Ramayana, of course, Rama is banished to the forest.
Ako razmislimo o Ramajani, Rama je proteran u šumu.
And he stays for some time there, living very peacefully, not so peacefully, living more or less peacefully with his dear wife Sita, and in a very, you can say, romantic mode.
I on ostaje tamo živeći manje više mirno sa svojom ženom Sitom u romantičnom raspoloženju.
But eventually trouble comes, eventually in the form of Ravana, who abducts Sita, and then, anyway, we won't talk about the Ramayana here.
On na kraju nevolje dolazi u obliku Ravane, koji dolazi i otima Situ, ali nećemo pričati o Ramayanu.
Maharaj Parikshit's in the forest, he is hunting, and while he is hunting, he becomes tired, he becomes hungry, he becomes thirsty.
Maharaj Parikshit je u šumi, i dok lovi, on postaje umoran, gladan i žedan.
In other words, he has some physical needs.
Drugim rečima, on ima neke fizičke potrebe.
Hunger and thirst, these are basic problems for living beings.
Glad i žeđ, ovo su osnovni problemi za žive biće.
And maybe his assistants forgot to pack the lunch bag.
Možda su njegovi pomoćnici zaborali da spakuju torbu sa ručkom.
We don't hear about that. We just hear that he was tired and hungry.
Ne čujemo ništa o tome, ali čujemo da je bio gladan i žedan.
And we hear that he meets with this sage. He meets the sage Samika.
I čujemo da se sreće sa svecem Samikom.
And what is Samika doing?
I šta Samika radi?
Yeah, he's meditating.
On meditira.
One way of saying what was he doing is he was doing nothing.
Jedan način da kažemo šta radi je, on nije radio ništa.
He was doing precisely nothing. He was simply sitting there and doing nothing.
Precizno rečeno, on je samo sedeo tamo i radio ništa.
And this was the problem.
I to je bio problem.
Here is King Parikshit. He's tired, he's hungry, he's thirsty. Here's a sage who is completely 100% ignoring him.
I ovde je problem. Imamo Parikshita koji je umoran, gladan i žedan, i na drugoj strani sveca koji ga ignoriše.
The sage must have been in very deep meditation.
Svetac mora da je bio u jako dubokoj meditaciji.
Imagine you're sitting in the forest and along comes, well, he wasn't just the king, he was the emperor, right? He was big time kshatriya with his entourage, horses, chariots, lots of noise.
Zamislite se u šumi, Maharaj Parikshit nije bio samo kralj, on je bio car sa ogromnom pratnjom, znači vojnicima, konjima i svim što ide uz to.
And here's the sage just keeping his eyes closed, completely, apparently, oblivious to what's going on around him.
I ovde je svetac koji samo drži svoje oči zatvorene i na izgled je potpuno nesvestan onoga što se događa oko njega.
So, this is significant. He is, so to say, enclosed in his own world.
Ovo je značajno. On je zatvoren u svom sobstvenom svetu.
We don't hear anything from the narrator, in this case Sutta, about this incident. We don't hear any details about his meditation. Is he meditating? Well, as I remember, we'd have to check. I don't think there's any details about, you know, what is his experience in meditation. All we know is that he's closed off.
Od narratora Sutta ne čujemo nikakve detalje o svečevoj meditaciji, o detaljima te meditacije. Sve što čujemo je to da su njegove oči zatvorene.
In any case, he's in a kind of private world of his own.
U svakom slučaju, on je u nekom privatnom, sobstvenom svetu.
And he is enclosed in that. There is no penetration from outside.
On je zatvoren u tom svetu i nema protirenja spolja u tom njegovom svetu.
He's obviously in some kind of yogic trance.
Očigledno on je u nekoj vrsti jogičkog transa.
And of course the Bhagavatam is going to extensively talk about yogic meditation, and various techniques that can be engaged in meditation.
Naravno, Bhagavatam će ekstenzivno govoriti o jogičkoj meditaciji i različitim tehnikama koje su uključene u tu meditaciju.
But here we get this, right in the beginning practically of the Bhagavatam, this situation which is a problem.
Ali ovdje na samom početku Bhagavatama imamo situaciju koja je problem.
That Shamika in his meditation is ignoring an important person, the king.
Shamika u svojoj meditaciji ignoriše važnu osobu, kralja.
And then what does the king do? He interprets this being ignored as being offended.
I šta kralj radi? On interpretira to što je ignorisan kao da ga je svetac želi urediti.
Did Sanika Rishi have an intention to offend King Parikshit?
Da li je Shamika Rishi imao namjeru da uvredi kralja Parikshita?
No, he didn't intend.
Ne, on nije namjeravao.
But Maharaj Parikshit interprets it as he's being offended because he's being ignored.
Ali Maharaj Parikshit shvata kao da je uvređen zato što je ignorisan.
He is not getting a reception. Nobody is asking him, please, sir, have a seat, have some water. O king, how are you? What's new?
On je dobija prijem. Nikomu ne nudi sedište, nikoga ne nudi vodu, ne pita ga kako je, kako ste vi.
Nothing. He's getting zilch, no response whatsoever.
Ne dobija nikakav odgovor.
And he's hungry, he's tired, he's thirsty, and he's getting angry.
I on je gladan, umoran, i žedan, i postaje ljut.
And in his anger, he wants to show his anger. Something has to come out from him and penetrate into this person who is impenetrable.
I nešto mora da izađe iz njega i da uđe u ovu osobu koja je neprobojna.
And so, as we know, what does he do? Somewhere nearby happened to be a dead snake.
I kao što znamo, u blizini se nalazi mrtva zmija.
And so, to show his anger, he picks up the dead snake and he puts it around the neck, something like a garland of this Samika region.
I da bi pokazao svoj gnev, on uzima tu zmiju i stavlja je svecu oko vrata, nešto kao garland.
There's a kind of irony here, because normally, in order to show respect to someone, if you were receiving a person, it's quite typical that you would give them something like this around the neck, not a dead snake.
Što je vrsta ironije ovde, jer normalno kada primate nekoga, dajete mu garland, ali naravno ne mrtvu zmiju.
And it's the sage, being a sage, is actually, from the perspective of Varna and Ashrama, worthy of respect by the king, not the other way around.
I svetac je, samim tim što je svetac, iz perspektive Varna i Ashrame, je vredan poštovanja kralja, a ne obrnuto.
So, in a sense, he offers respect to Shamika.
Tako da u jednom smislu on odaje poštovanje Shamiki.
But it's an inverse respect. It's actually disrespect, because you don't offer a dead snake.
Ali to je zapravo obrnuto poštovanje ili nepoštovanje, zato što ne nudite mrtvu zmiju.
Okay, we could go on and on saying more about this, but I'll leave it at that.
Možemo puno reći o tome, ali ćemo se zaustaviti ovdje.
What is the problem here?
Šta je problem ovdje?
One way to put it is that here is a grihasta expecting hospitality from an ascetic.
Jedan način na koji možemo postaviti problem, ovdje imamo grihastu koji očekuje gostoprimstvo od askete.
The Bhagavatam is extremely varnashram conscious.
Bhagavatam je ekstremno svestan varnashrama.
It's extremely hierarchic, hierarchy conscious.
Ekstremno je hierarhijski svestan.
And one of the questions in this incident is, who is the superior?
Jedno pitanje u ovom incidentu je, ko je nadređeni?
There are a lot of stories, not only within our own tradition, but in other religious traditions, where there's a question, a problem of who is the superior person.
Postoji puno priča, ne samo u našoj tradiciji, nego i u ostalim, u kome je osnovno pitanje, ko je nadređena osoba?
There's a story in the Tibetan Buddhist tradition about one Buddhist very powerful tantric being invited to Tibet in order to teach and establish their tradition there by one king.
Postoji priča u tibetansko budističkoj tradiciji o
one Buddhist tantric from India was invited.
Jedan budistički tantrik iz Indije je bio pozvan od strane budističkih monaha.
I don't remember the name. Sorry.
Ne znam se imena. Znači bio je pozvan da bi ih podučio.
So there was a kind of mental standoff when they first saw each other. He came to Tibet and here was the king on one side and the tantric Buddhist on the other, and they stood and just stared at each other. Who is going to bow to whom?
I kada je taj budistički monah došao pred kralja, oni su samo stojali jedan pred drugima i zurili jedan od drugoga i pitali se ko će da se pokloni kome.
And the king is thinking, I am the king, he has to bow to me. And the tantric was thinking, I am a powerful tantric, what is this silly king compared to me? He's invited me after all to learn something.
Kralj je mislio, ja sam kralj, on treba da se pokloni meni. A budistički monah je mislio, ja sam moćni tantrik, zato on treba da se pokloni meni. On je zapravo pozvao mene.
Eventually the king submits to the tantric.
Na kraju, kralj se poklonio tantriku.
Otherwise the tantric would have turned around and gone back home.
Inače, tantrik bi se okrenuo i vratio se kući.
Okay, back to Parikshit Maharaj. Here's a problem. Who is superior, the grihasta, who happens to be a king, or the ascetic, who happens to be in deep samadhi?
Vraćamo se na priču o Maharaj Parikshitu. Ko je superioran, ko je nadređeni? Grihasta, koji je kralj, ili asketa?
Or the ascetic, who is deep in meditation.
Asketa koji je u dubokoj meditaciji.
What are the duties here? What's the obligation and what takes priority?
Koje su dužnosti i obaveze ovdje? Šta uzima, šta je prioritetno?
One thing you find in Sanskrit literature dealing with Dharma Shastra especially is dealing with these questions of which principle takes priority over another principle.
Koji princip je prioritetan u odnosu na drugi princip, je jedno od pitanja koje nalazimo u Dharma Shastri, u sanskritskoj literaturi.
And sometimes it's not so easy to figure out.
I nekada nije lako pronaći to.
And you could say that's what the whole Mahabharata is about. It's about the question, what is Dharma? And the answer is, we're not really so sure anymore.
Mogli smo reći da je cijela Mahabharata zapravo o tome. Šta je dharma? I na kraju možemo reći da nismo sigurni uopšte o tome.
And you could say the answer to the Mahabharata is the Bhagavatam.
Mogli bi reći da je odgovor na Mahabharatu Bhagavatam.
Okay, well, what was the solution to this particular problem?
Šta je rješenje ovog specifičnog problema koje je...
What was the name of the son of Samika?
Koje je ime sina Samike?
Shringi. Shringi, that was it. Yes, Shringi. this upstart Brahmin who was proud of his being a Brahmin decided that the only thing to do in this case is that this king be cursed to die.
Znači ovaj Shringi koji je bio ponosan na to što je Brahman odlučio da jedina kazna za kralja da bude proklet da umre.
Well, this is a kind of solution to the problem.
Ovo je neka vrsta rešenja za problem.
There was thirst before, so that was a physical problem.
Postojala je žeć pre toga, to je bio fizički problem.
And the solution to that problem is you die.
I rešenje za taj problem je jednostavno umri.
You won't be thirsty anymore.
I nećeš biti više žedan.
Because you were a little impatient to get a 7 up.
Zato što si malo nestrpljiv da dobiješ 7 up.
No, or a lassi.
A lassi.
Or a drink of water. So, for that, there is a price. Your impatience you pay with death.
Za to postoji cena. Tvoja nestrpljivost će biti plaćena smrću.
And as we know, Parikshit Maharaj accepts the curse.
I kao što znamo, Parikshit Maharaj prihvata kletvu.
Now, if we go back to the Mahabharata, this story is also given. He meets the king, he meets Anika. There is the exact same story, but some parts are emphasized, some not.
Ako se vratimo na Mahabharatu, postoji ista priča, ne potpuno ista, možda su neki delovi više naglašeni, neki manji.
And according to the Mahabharata, when Maharaj Parikshit is cursed, he makes all possible arrangements to avoid that the curse will be realized.
I prema Mahabharati, kada je Maharaj Parikshit bio proklet, on je probao da napravi sve vrste aranžmana da bi izbegao kletvu.
He has a tower built.
On je imao napravljenu kulu.
He sits inside on the top of this tower.
I on sedi na vrhu te kule.
Some high tower, so certainly no snake can crawl up to this tower. And if it's a snake bird, so many arrangements he made.
To je vrlo visoka kula, da ni jedna zmija ne može da dođe. Toliko puno aranžmana da se zaštiti.
Anyway, Mahabharata is for Sri Shudra Dvija Bandana. For those who will not understand the Nirmatsaranam Satam, that which is for the sages, for those who are free of envy.
Ali Mahabharata je za one koji nisu slobodni od zavisti, znači za Sri Vaishya i Shudras.
Okay, what is Maharaj Parikshit's response in the Bhagavatam? Of course, we know he accepts, and then what do we get? The result is that he receives Sukha, Shukadev.
Šta je Maharaj Parikshitov odgovor u Bhagavatu? Kao što znamo, on prihvata kletvu, nakon toga on prima Shukadeva.
Now, Shukadev is an interesting character because he is, in many ways, the complete counterpart, opposite of Maharaj Parikshit.
Shukadev je interesantna figura, pošto je u jednom smislu potpuno suprotna ličnost od Maharaj Parikshita.
Parikshit, of course, is the king, Grihastha. Shuka is the renunciant who wears no clothes.
Parikshit je kralj Grihastha, a Shukadev je odvojenik koji ne nosi nikakvu odeću.
Now, Maharaj Parikshit had a problem with Samika Rishi, who was a Rishi, who was an ascetic, but he had also a family, he had a son.
Maharaj Parikshit imao problem sa Samika Rishi, koji je bio asketik, ali je pored toga imao familiju, porodicu i sina.
But now he has, you can say, learned a lesson, and so now when the sage comes, in this case Shuka, he's very humble.
Ali sad je on naučio lekciju i sada kada svetac, u ovom slučaju Shuka, dolazi, on je sada vrlo ponizan.
Let's look at his reception of Shuka.
Pogledamo sada njegov prijem Shuke.
One moment. questions? Is that where I want it? Yes. Okay, here we are. So before Shuka appears on the scene, Maharaj Parikshit is sitting on the bank of the Ganga or Yamuna, I'm not sure, I forget, with the many Brahmin, respectable Brahmins, sages, and he's speaking with them and he's asking from them to know what is his duty at the time of death.
Predo se Shuka pojavio, Maharaj Parikshit sedi na obali Gange sa mnogo poštovanih svetaca i on priča sa njima i pita ih tome šta je njegova dužnost u tom trenutku.
Sarvatmana mriyam mriyamanais chakrityam shudhamcha tatramrishata viyukta. He wants to know what is befitting. This is verse 24 of chapter 19. So it's quite near the end of the first canto. Please, after proper deliberation, tell me of the unalloyed duty of everyone in all circumstances, and especially those who are just about to die.
O Brahmane, dostojne poverenja, pitam vas šta treba sada da radim. Duboko razmislite, recite mi šta treba da radi svako u svim okolnostima, a posebno onaj koji je na samrti.
Okay, he's asked a question, and this is, we're still in this narrative, this frame story of the Bhagavatam.
Postavio pitanje, to je još uvijek u okvirene priče Bhagavatama.
Now, narratives can be interrupted by conversations, discussions.
Naracije mogu biti prekinute konverzacijama, razgovorima.
And the discussions are often what we would call in English didactic. Subject, didactic, there for purposes of teaching.
I diskusije su često didaktičke, znači imaju svrhu podučavanja.
So he's asked his question, which is asking for a teaching response, but he's not going to get it from the Brahmins, it's going to come from someone else.
Znači postavlja pitanje u svrhu podučavanja, ali neće ga dobiti od Brahma, odgovor neće dobiti od Brahmana, nego od nekog drugog.
Tatra bhavat bhagavan vyasaputro yadrichaya gam atamano mapeksha alakshalingo nijalava tushto vritascha balai avaduta vesha. So Shuka is being described here as the son of Vyasa.
Shuka je ovdje opisan, on je sin Vyasa.
He's been traveling all over the earth.
On putuje po celoj zemlji.
He is satisfied in himself.
On je samo zadovoljan u sebi.
And yadrichaya, which is a word comes several times in the Bhagavatam, which is something like it so happened, by accident, it could be translated, or it can mean by destiny.
Yadrichaya, ta reč koja se pojavljuje više puta u Bhagavatamu i koja znači tako se to desilo, slučajno ili voljom sudbine.
But here Prabhupada translates as one desires, it is word for word, so that's interesting.
I ovdje Prabhupada tu prevodi reč po reč kao što osoba želi.
In other words, Parikshit Maharaj had a desire, he wants to know, what should I do? I have 7 days to live.
Parikshit Maharaj je imao želju, šta sada treba da radi? Ima još samo 7 dana da živi.
And now, responding to his, we would say, Krishna conscious desire, his spiritual desire, there is some, we could call, a reciprocation, although that's not said directly here.
I kao odgovor na tu njegovu želju svesnu Krišne, sada postoji odgovor.
Okay, Shuka appears on the scene dramatically, wearing the sky for his clothes.
I sada se Shuka pojavljuje dramatično na sceni, noseći samo nebo kao svoju odeću.
Yes. And he was surrounded by what we would say in English, by rabble. rabble by these, you know, street urchins. You know what an urchin is? Urchin. Street urchin. Kids, maybe homeless kids, you know, who just sort of wander the streets of some big city.
I oni bio okružen
San Paulo.
Decom, beskusnicima koji lutaju ulicama.
In Bombay there are lots of street urchins.
U Bombaju postoje puno deca lutalica.
It says he was surrounded by women and children.
Bio okružen decom i ženama.
And he was dressed as if others had neglected him. Avaduta Vesha.
I bio obučen kao da su ga drugi zanemarili. Avaduta Vesha.
Now, remember, when Shukadeva was born, he immediately disappeared.
Sada se sjetite, kada je Shukadeva bio rođen, on je odmah nestao.
He did not allow his parents to welcome him into their family.
On nije dozvolio svojim roditeljima da ukažu dobrodošlicu u njihovu familiju.
They were ready with open arms to receive their dear son they'd been waiting for, according to the Padma Purana, for 16 years in the womb or something like this.
Oni su bili spremni sa otvorenim i raširenim rukama da dočekaju svog sina koga su čekali prema Padma Purani 8 godina, 16 godina.
And when he finally appears, what does he do?
Kada se konačno pojavio, šta radi?
He disappears.
Oneste.
And Vyasa is calling out, "Oh, my dear son, come back, come back."
I Vyasa je uzvikuje, "O moj dragi sine, molim te, vrati se."
And what does he get as a reply?
I što dobija kao odgovor?
He only gets echo from the trees. Only the trees echoed in reply.
Samo dobija eho od drveća kao odgovor.
Yeko?
Echo.
Yes, he called out, "My son," and the trees answered back, "My son."
On izvikuje, "Moje sine," i drveća uzvraćaju, "Moje sine." Sine moj.
Sine moj.
Sine moj.
And they said, "Sine moj." Maybe they said it in different language, though.
Može se u nekom drugom jeziku pričati.
Okay, so then he receives Shuka very nicely. First there's a description of him and how nicely Shuka's body appears. There's a very physical description of the body of the one who has absolutely no interest in his body.
On prima Šuku vrlo lepo i onda postoji opis Šukinog tela, vrlo fizički opis onoga koji nema nikakav interes u telu, što se tiče tela.
It says, for example, verse 28, "He was blackish and very beautiful due to his youth. Because of the glamour of his body and his attractive smiles, he was pleasing to women. Though he tried to cover his natural glories, the great sages present there were all expert in the art of physiognomy, and so they honored him by rising from their seats."
Bio je tamnoput i divan u svoje gune mladosti. Harizma i privlačan osmijeh čini su ga privlačnim za žene. Iako je pokušao da sakrije svoju prirodnu uzvišenost, svi prisutni mudraci su dobro poznavali zakonitosti fizionomije i zato su ustali sa svojih sedišta da ukažu čas mladiću.
So Shuka has not said one word.
Shuka nije rekao ni jednu jedinu reč.
The sages, you know, they'll be arguing with each other for hours. They're moonies and they're arguing details of philosophy in very refined Sanskrit.
A sveci argumentišu jedni sa drugima detalje filozofije na sanskritu.
But when they see Shuka, who is not wearing a Brahman thread,
ali kada vide Shuku koji ne nosi brahmanski konac,
he's not wearing neck beads,
ne nosi neck beads,
He doesn't have a sika.
Nema siku.
He doesn't have a dhoti.
Nema dhoti.
He doesn't have kopan.
Nema ni kopan.
He doesn't have chadar.
Nema ni chadar.
He doesn't have anything except his dark, very beautiful skin.
Nema ništa osim svoje tamnotute, vrlo lepe kože.
But the sages, being knowledgeable, they are also lakshanamya. They know to recognize physical qualities.
Ali sveci koji su učeni, oni znaju da prepoznaju fizičke odlike.
Okay, that's a whole other topic also we could go into, but I won't.
To je druga tema, to ne želim da pričam sve o tome.
What do the sages, the Brahmins, do when they see him? They stand up.
Što sveci Brahmine rade kada ga vide? Oni ustaju.
Well, that's a gesture of respect, isn't it?
To je gest poštovanja, zar ne?
If a senior person comes to us, we don't just sit there, hey, how you doing? And, hey, how's it? No, we stand up.
Ako starija osoba dođe do vas, mi ne sedimo samo i kažemo, ej, što radiš, kako si, ustanemo.
That's, I think this must be practically universal body language, that a respected person who stand up.
To je praktično univerzalni jezik tela što se tiče poštovane starije osobe.
There's that episode, I'm sure I told some of you, when Srila Prabhupada was given a reception by the mayor of Paris.
To je epizoda, siguran sam da sam nešto rekao, kada je Prabhupada bio prijavljen od strane gradonačelnika Pariza.
And Prabhupada was together with some devotees and many other people were in the room where there were many seats and they were all seated and they were waiting for the mayor to arrive in the room.
Prabhupada je bio zajedno sa nekim baktama i tu je bilo još puno drugih ljudi i svi su oni sedeli u jednoj sobi i svi su čekali gradonačelnika da dođe.
And they were informed that there's a protocol. When the mayor enters the room, everyone stands.
Bili su informisani da postoji protokol da kada gradonačelnik uđe u sobu, svi ustaju.
So that was clear.
To je bilo jasno.
When the mayor entered the room, did Srila Prabhupada stand?
Kada gradonačelnik ušao u sobu, da li je Srila Prabhupada ustao?
Everybody else stood up except Srila Prabhupada.
Svi su ustali osim Srila Prabhupada.
Prabhupada peacefully remained seated.
Prabhupada mirno ostao na sebi.
After all, the reception was for Srila Prabhupada. It wasn't for the mayor. It was the mayor receiving Srila Prabhupada as the senior person.
Na kraju krajeva prijem je bio za Prabhupada, zato što je gradonačelnik primao Prabhupada kao stariju osobu.
And Prabhupada understood that.
I Prabhupada je to razumio.
So, he very peacefully and without any second thought, he remained seated. Let them do what they want, think what they want. My position is the superior one. Let them stand. I will remain seated.
I on je vrlo mirno ostao da sedi, razmišljajući neka oni rade što god žele, ali moja pozicija je superiorna, ja ću ostati da sedim.
So, mayor was probably a little surprised, but he also actually understood the point.
Gradonačelnik je verovatno bio malo iznenađen, ali on je također razumeo poentu.
All right, then verse 29 says, Savishnarato atitaya adataya tasmai saparyam shirasa jahara. That Maharaj Parikshit, who is also known as Vishnu Rata, one who is always protected by Vishnu, bowed his head to receive the chief guest, Shukadeva Goswami.
Stih 29 kaže da Maharaj Parikshit, poznat kao Vishnu Rata, onaj koga večno štiri gospod Vishnu, dočekao je uvažena gosta poklonivši se do zemlje.
And then what happens, all the street urchins, the little kids and the women, suddenly they all ran away.
Šta se onda desilo? Sva ta ulična deca, lutalice, žene, oni su pobegli.
That's another topic I won't get into.
there's
so many interwoven themes actually in the Bhagavatam.
Nećemo se o tome, postoji toliko puno isprepletenih tema u Bhagavatamu.
But it's interesting. Essentially what it's saying here is that these were kind of what would be considered the lowest classes, and they were somehow attracted to Shuka.
Ali interesantno je, ova žena i deca, oni su bili kao najniži slojevi društva i oni su neki način bili privučeni Šukom.
But now in this new situation, this new arena, this new social configuration, then they have no place.
Ali sad ovo nova situacija, ovo nova socijalna konfiguracija, oni nemaju svoje mesto.
Well, one maybe obvious thing we can observe from the two, I would say two parts of a story. One, the curse of Maharaj Parikshit, and second, the meeting of Shuka.
Možemo posmatrati ovo sa dva aspekta. Jedan je kletva Maharaj Parikshita, a druga je susret sa Shukom.
And that is that there is a kind of symmetry, or you could say an inverse symmetry. Symmetry. It's symmetrical.
I to je, rekli bismo, simetrija ili obrnuta simetrija, inverzna simetrija.
Both sides of the symmetry are there's two sages.
Obe strane simetrije su bile su dva sveca.
And the same king is dealing in opposite ways with the two sages. He is insulting, the other he is offering most respect to.
I isti kralj se ophodi sa dva sveca, prema jednom pravi uvredu, a drugom je ukazuje dobrodošlicu.
But the product of the problem, which was who is who in this situation, the king and the first sage, Samiki.
Ali problem ko je ko u prvoj situaciji kralja i sveca Samiki.
The end product of that is the discussion which constitutes the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's going to be Shuka speaking with Parikshit, and the product of all of that will be the entire Bhagavatam.
I rezultat toga je zapravo ceo Bhagavatam.
So something, you can say there's a happy ending to the story, that something is produced, some fruit comes out of the confusion.
I neki rezultat koji je happy ending, srećan završetak, izlazi kao rezultat iz ove konfuzije.
Happy end is the Serbo-Croatian translation of happy end.
Srećan završetak.
Happy end. Yes. Okay. I think maybe instead of moving on from there, I'll kind of end, considering the time. Oh yeah, one more point I'll make, keeping to this episode.
Još jedan point ću napraviti pre kraja.
And that is two points. One is that there's a snake.
Jedan point je da postoji zmija.
In the beginning is a dead snake.
U početku postoji mrtva zmija.
And then the curse is that Parikshit will be killed by a snake.
Kletva da će Parikshit biti ubijen od strane te zmije.
He's seeing this as the appropriate curse, since he has dared to put a dead snake on his beloved father. So it is appropriate that he dies by a snake bite.
I on to vidi kao pravilnu kaznu, pošto se usudio da stavi tu zmiju na njegovog oca, i to je zaslužena kazna.
Snakes in India are very poisonous and very dangerous.
Zmije su u Indiji vrlo opasne i otrovne.
They're also worshipped.
One su isto tako obožavane.
There's one temple in Kerala which is dedicated to worship of snakes.
Postoji jedan tempel u Kerali koji je posvećen obožavanju zmija.
That's another topic. But what do snakes suggest? They have a lot of meaning in Indian literature.
Ali šta zmije sugestiraju? One imaju puno značenja u indijskoj literaturi.
Basically, they indicate the force of the in unavoidable force of time.
U osnovi oni indiciraju neizbježan uticaj vremena.
And as we'll discuss tomorrow, we can see another incident in the first canto involving a snake, out of which, again, that we get a happy ending.
Kao ćemo vidjeti sutra u jednom drugom događaju koji isto uključuje zmiju koji ima isto srećan završetak.
But another point that I'll make, and we may come back to this, is a little more abstract.
Ali druga poenta koju ćemo napraviti, koja je više malo abstraktna.
And that is that King Parikshit, he is thinking, when he first meets this Shamika Rishi, he's thinking, I'm a king.
Kralj Parikshit kad prvi put sreće Shamiku Rishija, on misli, ja sam kralj.
Or rather, I am the emperor.
Ili pre, ja sam car.
He has his identity. He's clear. It is clear to himself who he is. I am the king.
On ima svoj identitet i njemu je jasno, ja sam kralj.
That identity becomes subverted by the curse.
Taj identitet postaje na neki način izmenjen u kletvom.
And in his situation of losing his identity, he goes into a condition of what is called in English liminality. Liminality. Liminal. Liminal means not here and not here. Somewhere dislocated. In limbo. There we go.
I u ovoj situaciji, kada on gubi svoj identitet, on dolazi u situaciju da nije nebo na zemlji, praktično nije nigde. Ne znam gde je.
So much of the Bhagavatam is exploring this liminality and the benefits of this liminality.
I veliki deo Bhagavatama istražuje ovu nerešenost.
And what happens when the identities are not clear? There's some force to throw one into a condition of liminality, of limbo.
I šta se dešava kada identiteti nisu jasni i tu silu koja baca nekoga u ostanje i na nebo na zemlji?
Right. So that's enough for today.
Mislim da to dosta za danas.
Now it's getting nice and sunny outside.
Napolju je sunčano već.
So soon we can receive prasadam.
Uskoro možemo primiti prasadam.
Any further thoughts or questions on anything?
Ili nekih pitanja ili misli?
Question back here. For a long time. Okay. You want to translate or you want to translate? That's a good point. I also don't know what the understood amount of time passing between Bhishma Dev's passing away and And this incident is considered to be, that would take some research.
To je dobro point, ja također ne znam koji je vremenski period između... Ja također ne znam koji je vremenski period između odlaska Bhishmadeva i ovog incidenta koji pominjemo.
So here one suspects that the 16 years old is, how to say, a sort of generic 16, sort of roughly speaking 16. He was a young, he was a teenager, a sort of an idealized age.
Ovdje sumnjamo da kada se kaže 16 godina, da je to grubo rečeno 16, da je on bio teenager ili mlad. Znači ne mora da je bio tačno 16 godina star.
Sometimes in Sanskrit literature the word sahasra is used, meaning 1000, to indicate big number.
Neki put se u sanskritu koristi reč sahasra da indicira, koja znači 1000, a isto indicira veliki broj.
So, and sometimes certain devotees, Prahlad Maharaj, Uddhava, I think sometimes they're referred to as being five, well, Prabhupada translates as being 5 years old, the word Komara. So it's usually, you know, kind of an age bracket, more than an exact age.
Ponekad Prahlad Maharaj i Uddhava su oslovljeni kao da imaju 5 godina, pošto se nalaze u tom Kaumara dobu. Ali to je zapravo, nije da je tačno imaju 5 godina, nego se nalaze u tom mladom dobu.
And in fact, in this case, I'd have to look at the Sanskrit, whether it says 16, or whether it says something like a youth, you know, which is a more general term.
I u ovom slučaju moram da pogledam tačnu reč. Da li se kaže 16, ili se kaže mladost.
Okay. Connected question.
It's not a question. It just
point.
I recall that there is actually 16, and that this means that you look 16 or 16.
Okay.
Years. That precise age, how old was not really.
Okay. Good. Okay. So we have a clarification here. Thank you.
Kaže se da je opisan da je izgledao kada ima 16 godina, ali nije rečeno da je imao tačno 16 godina.
Yeah, he looked 16, yeah.
Krishna također izgleda kada ima 16 godina.
And there's an implication in the description of Shuka that he looks very much like Krishna. He's got a blackish.
I postoji implikacija u slučaju Shuka da on vrlo liči na Krishna. Ima tamo put.
Yes.
Connected with this subject about exception and also about this incident with the Parikshit Maharaj, how he offended the sage. Like it is prescribed in the Holy Scriptures, if when we receive guests, even if they are like inimical, like kind of enemies, maybe, you know,
yeah.
that anyway, our duty, if they are coming to our door or home,
is to welcome.
Yes.
And they should feel so welcome that they forget their inimical attitude.
Yes, and it is even stated like that, somehow like we offend even like Surya and other different principal demigods if we disrespect them, and that this bring like the kind of really doom and bad fortune. And even we can see from such powerful people like Parikshit Maharaj that one angle is also, I mean,
yeah.
But by doing this in 7 days, he got bitten by snake. So my question is, if we receive guests, whatever, if he is an inimical or whatever, and we do our, you say, best somehow to receive him, but somehow he is not like kind of satisfied or maybe.
Yeah.
Is it really that then such bad fortune is coming to us? And, or
if you want to translate your
pitanje povezano sa čitavim ovim situacijom i sa tom poentom vezano za prijem, da, jer u Sveti spisi kaže da dužnost kada nam na vrata, znači kući, ako dođe bilo koji gost, čak i ako je pitanje neprijatelj ili neka osoba koja tako nije baš ne gaji simpatije prema nama, da bez obzira na to naša dužnost je da na svaki način pokušamo da ga učinimo zadovoljnim, jer da isto u principu kaže se da postoji na jednom mjestu, da čak to utiče čak i nas raspoloženje glavnih polubogova u odnosu na nas, kao što su Surija, Šiva, Brahma i tako Indra, kaže se da svi oni prisutni sa gostom onda. Pa eto, znači moje konkretno pitanje vezano za to, isto možemo vidjeti čak da onda iako je osoba jako moćna kao Parikšit Maharadž, ako u ovoj situaciji napravila je tu uvredu i možemo vidjeti što mu se dogodilo 7 dana, pa moje pitanje, znači šta ako nam dođe osoba bilo prijateljska, neprijateljska i mi uložimo ipak neki napor u skladu sa nekim našim mogućnostima, ipak neka je osoba ne ispadne tako zadovoljna.
Well, maybe it means you need a mediator.
To znači da možda trebamo posrednika. Mediator.
Nowadays, this is a very popular thing. There's some disagreements, misunderstanding. Okay, we organize a mediator, someone trained who can help to resolve differences.
Danas je to vrlo popularno. Čim postoji neko nerazumevanje, neki problem, odmah zovemo posrednika koji će to rešiti.
Certainly, Krishna sees the position of the heart.
Sigurno, Krishna vidi naše srce.
He's seeing our intention to, you know, to be receptive to someone who is otherwise inimical.
On vidi našu nameru da ukažemo dobrodošlicu ili ako smo neprijateljski nastrojeni.
But I think the other, you know, whenever you have one principle, there may be a balancing counter principle to also take into account.
Ali kada god imaš jedan princip, postoji i drugi princip koji je uravnoteže sa njim.
So sometimes we have to be also careful, and the example is with dangerous animals. You don't invite a dangerous animal, you don't welcome a dangerous animal into your house, because it will simply do damage. So if you know that that's going to be the case, then you...
Zato ponekad treba da budemo pažljivi i ne pozivamo divlju životinju u našu kuću.
Or else you try to find other ways to tame the animal before inviting him in.
Inače morate da ukrotite životinju pre nego što je pozovete.
Yeah. Well, let's leave it at that for now. Oh, one more. Burning question. Yes.
I was just interested in one comment. In one comment in the first canto of Bhagavatam,
it is said, actually Srila Prabhupada says, that Srila Vyasadeva is the author of all the Vedas. This Vaipayana Vyasa. But I also find on one place Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that this Vyasa is actually title, it is not the name, and he explained that there are actually many Vyasas who are compilers of the Vedas. So I was just interested.
Yeah, that is interesting, and I can't say much. I can't say anything more than Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I believe Prabhupada agrees with Bhaktivinoda Thakur on that point. He has said in other cases, to my knowledge, that Vyasa is a position which is taken at different times by different persons.
Pitanje je bilo da postoji, da je zapravo Vyasa titula i da ne postoji samo jedan Vyasa, nego više Vyasa. Zapravo Prabhupada se slaže na ovu poentu, on se slaže sa Bhaktivinodom koji kaže da je Vyasa titula, da ne postoji samo jedan Vyasa.
My feeling is that Vyasa is a very mysterious person.
Moje osjećanje da je Vyasa vrlo misteriozna osoba.
Because if you study the Mahabharata, he is the he's the poet of the Mahabharata, and he's also a participant, a key participant in the Mahabharata story.
Konstruirate Mahabharatu, on je autor Mahabharate, ali se tako ključni učesnik u radnji Mahabharate.
And there are several times some scholar has gone through and identified each episode, several episodes where Vyasa appears and acts within the Mahabharata.
Neko u više navrata učenjaci su identifikovali epizode gde Vyasadev igra ulogu u Mahabharati i pojavlja se u Mahabharati.
So he's kind of intriguing in that way. He's simultaneously aloof from everything and being the poet who describes, and he's also an actor in the story which he describes.
Tako da je on na neki način intrigantna ličnost. U jednom smislu on je po strani svega, na taj način što je tvorac Mahabharate, a na drugi strani on se pojavljuje u samoj radi Mahabharate.
Interesting. Thank you very much indeed. Grantaraj Srimad
Bhagavatam
ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanande. So we'll continue, I guess, tomorrow.
Nastavićemo sutra, pretpostavljam.
And we'll look at some other cases, samples of what's happening now, of reception in Bhagavatam.
I vidjet ćemo neke druge slučajeve prijema u Bhagavatam. His grace, Krishna Shri Prabhu ki jai.